Title: Ninth Circuit Denies Sherman Act Challenge to No Poach Provision. Content: In an important decision on August 19, 2021, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in AYA Healthcare Services Incorporated v. AMN Healthcare Incorporated affirmed the grant of summary judgment in favor of AMN, finding that the non-solicitation provision in the parties' agreement was not an unreasonable restraint in violation of the federal antitrust law known as the Sherman Act. Instead, the court ruled that the non-solicitation provision was reasonably necessary to the parties' pro-competitive collaboration, and that AYA failed to show the non-solicitation provision had a substantial anti-competitive effect. 1. AMN is a leading provider of travel nursing services, which provide temporary nursing assignments to short-staffed hospitals and other healthcare facilities. As AMN grew, it became unable to fulfill the demands of its hospital customers and began referring spillover assignments to its network of subcontractors and associate vendors, AVs. To receive such spillover assignments, AYA, a competitor who also provides temporary nursing services, signed a contract with AMN in 2010, and included in that agreement was a non-solicitation provision prohibiting AYA from soliciting or poaching AMN's employees. In 2015, however, AYA began actively soliciting AMN's travel nurse recruiters, which led AMN to terminate the parties' agreement. AYA filed suit in 2017 alleging that the non-solicitation provision in the parties' contract was an unreasonable restraint on trade in violation of Sections 1 and 2 of the Sherman Antitrust Act, 15 U.S.C. 1, 2, and related California state law claims. The district court granted summary judgment in favor of AMN on the Sherman Act claims, finding that AYA failed to raise a genuine issue of material fact that AMN wielded market power and declining jurisdiction over AYA's state law claims. 2. On appeal, the Ninth Circuit observed that two different standards are used to analyze whether a particular restraint on trade is unlawful under the Sherman Act. Under the per se standard, a restraint on trade is per se unlawful if it always or almost always tends to restrict competition and decrease output. 3. Such naked restraints on competition are conclusively presumed to be unlawful because of their pernicious effect on competition and lack of any redeeming virtue. 4. If, however, the restraint on trade is 1. Subordinate or collateral to a legitimate transaction, and 2. reasonably necessary to achieving that transaction's pro-competitive purpose, then the restraint is exempt from the per se rule and analyzed under the so-called rule of reason. To determine whether a restraint on trade violates the rule of reason, courts employ a three-part burden-shifting test. 1. First, the plaintiff has the burden of proving that the restraint has a substantial anti-competitive effect that harms consumers in the relevant market. 2. If the plaintiff carries its initial burden, then the burden shifts to the defendant to show a pro-competitive rationale for the restraint. And 3. If the defendant makes this showing, then the burden shifts back to the plaintiff to demonstrate that the pro-competitive benefits could be reasonably achieved through less restrictive means. 5. Here, AYA did not challenge the district court's finding that the non-solicitation provision was subordinate or collateral to the primary purpose of the collaboration agreement, which was to fulfill the unmet demand of hospitals for travel nurses, and which was a pro-competitive purpose. Instead, AYA argued that the non-solicitation provision was not reasonably necessary to achieving that purpose because it was permanent and outlived the parties' collaboration. The Ninth Circuit, however, disagreed and ruled that the non-solicitation provision was reasonably necessary to supplying hospitals with travel nurses, because it ensures that AMN will not lose its personnel during the collaboration. 6. Because the Ninth Circuit found that the non-solicitation clause was an ancillary restraint against competition, it proceeded to analyze the clause under the rule of reason. Ultimately, the court found that AYA failed to carry its burden under the first prong of the rule of reason test because AYA failed to demonstrate that a triable issue of fact exists with respect to harm to competition. 7. In particular, the court found that AYA failed to have